true. The story is, anyway, that she wrote an email to a friend, and then the friend, who was an editor, decided to publish the email, which is like the modern day, I was discovered at Schwab's drugstore, you know, story that I think a lot of people live by. Both of them as writers do that thing where the funny is mixed with more serious stuff, more ballast. There's just a tremendous amount of melancholy in David's writing, which is a really weird move for a comic writer, if you think about it, to mix the funny with the saddest, loneliest feelings that a person ever has and then just dwell there for dozens of pages at a time. The feeling that I get sometimes reading David is the same feeling I used to get reading Charlie Brown when I was 8. If Charlie Brown had actually been funny. I've read less of Sloan, so I don't say this with as much authority, but I'm always struck in her writing at how she's always running into these amazing, hard-won truths. In her latest book, there's this passage where she talks about two pieces of advice she got as a kid. If you have to ask, you can't afford it. And a corollary, you never should wear anything you can't afford to lose. And she writes this. As an adult, of course, the symbolism of these twin philosophies is as apparent as a punch to the face with a fistful of diamonds. If you have to ask somebody to change, to tell you they love you, to bring wine to dinner, to call you when they land, you can't afford to.